This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Of course, you're talking about Midwest. By the time we get the approval from the county and everything and parking, it became 800,000. 800,000 in the Midwest is like 4 million here. And the county really squeezed us. They didn't want us to do it. They squeezed us and they gave us deadline. If you're not going to do it, we will pull out the permit. And we were short of 200,000. I was actually still studying. For some reason, I was here. I was actually in California. They said, come, let's do a fundraising. I said, sure. I flew to St. Louis in May. I remember very well. The reason I remember, because it was that day in St. Louis where there is thunderstorms that you have never seen it in your life. Oh, yeah. The 5 o'clock is dark. And people could not park, and we did it in Atiyah's house in the basement. We said, let's do it only the woman, right? And my flight was late, of course, because of the weather. We had only 45 minutes before Aisha. In 45 minutes, the woman of St. Louis raised 120,000 cash, including at the end, every jewelry was out. Absolutely. Because the men, before I came, they said it clearly. That we don't have the money, and if the woman will not do it, we can't do it. And I looked at the woman, I said, if you are not going to donate, do you think the man will donate? And you should come now. If you go to St. Louis, go to that place. It's beautiful now. The woman area is double the men area downstairs, our woman area. So the same thing is here. Unless we really support our masjid in two things. Number one, the presence. So when I said, I want this big place, they said, oh, yeah, we'll give it to you because women come, alhamdulillah. But then we need to maintain. This is a lot of cost, not only to buy, to maintain. So we need you all to be members. And when the fundraising comes in, don't say, another fundraising? Yeah. Who's going to give it to us? Right? So when this building came in, alhamdulillah, there was fundraising. I wasn't here. That's what I was told. It was fundraising for years that we had the money. I mean, not all of it, but we had a good amount to even start thinking about buying. I was told 8 years you were looking to expand. Am I correct? The people have been here for a while, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said, kun, and here you are. So, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Oh, we are on live. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah, Allah wanted it to happen. So, bismillah, alhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. So we're going to continue with the chapter Surah Yusuf as we have been doing for the last 3 weeks. So he was born happy up to about 8 or 10 years, no issues. Father loves him, you know, child enjoying childhood. Then test comes in as a result of jealousy. Jealousy ended. You all know that. That's the first test. The first test was actually the test of his brothers being jealous of him. Second test, he was alone in the well. Third test, he was given or he was taken to the palace of the minister, stayed there, enjoyed it, didn't enjoy much. And then Allah tested him again, as we said last week. Now what happened? She fell in love with him. You all have been here or you have, inshallah, heard it. She fell in love with him. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protected him. And I want to say, because some of you are new today, walillahi alhamd. He wants Allah to protect you, to say the right thing in the right time, to act the right thing in the right time, especially when test comes in. You need to have, I call it, credit with Allah. This is how I call it. What credit you have with Allah, that when the test comes in, whether the test, again, in saying, in acting, in responding, in not doing, in holding, what credit you have with Allah, that credit comes and protects you. So when you make that dua in that moment, and you have not been with Allah all that time, Allah sometimes do it because he is Kareem. He's generous. But if I am Sayyidina Yusuf, where I have built credits and credits and credits, when the real test comes in, a young man, a woman of power, a woman of beauty, and she beautified herself, and everything was ready for him. If he disobeyed Allah, you know, I was forced. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately, as I said last week, puts his father in his face. They say, Allahu alam. Or he heard the voice, meaning it doesn't befit you. How many of us have this credit with Allah? This is one of the main stories you get from the story of Sayyidina Yusuf. That he has this relationship with Allah, that when he needed him, Allah was there before even he said something. And when Allah tested him, he built credit. Like see today. So the woman literally loved him. He said no. And then what happened? She said he's going to jail. And her husband listened to her because that was the only way to save his reputation. Because all the town is talking about. قالت نسوة في المدينة for some reason. Yeah, alhamdulillah. So here you go. What did he do to prove she is innocent, to defend her, the husband? He put him in jail. ثم بدلهم من بعد ما رأوا الآيات لا يسجننه حتى حين. So it is jail. How many of us, when we are going through real difficult situation unjustly, yani why was he in jail? What did he do? I want to hear it from all of you. What did he do? Nothing. But Allah decreed, I and you go through difficult time. Don't say, why me? And I say to myself, I'm not saying that. So he entered the jail. وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ. Allah didn't say what happened. He just said, they thought, that's it, they will put him in jail. Immediately, if you go to the next verse, those of you who are following with the Quran, Allah didn't say what happened. Immediately, he takes us to another opportunity to disobey Allah or to obey Allah. This is how you look at it in your life. Every step in my life, it's an opportunity to obey Allah or disobey Allah. The choice is mine. And I need to figure out right away what Allah wants from me. What is why he is making me go through this test, or why he is giving me all this ni'mah, right? This is a huge test where we are today. It's beautiful, we are all happy, but it's a test. He's going to ask me, what did you do with it? So, وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ. Allah didn't say anything. Immediately, the scene goes to the jail. Two young men entered with him to the jail. Who are they? Do we know the names? What did they do? Why Allah didn't tell us? Because it's not the issue who they are. The issue is why Allah brought them in his life. And why? We all know the story. Because if it wasn't for them, he probably would have stayed till he died in the jail. So, دَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ. Two young men, right? And what did they say? قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا. And again, a dream. As I said, the main character of Surah Yusuf plus Sayyidina Yusuf is who? Is a dream and a shirt. Dream and the shirt. The dream is three times. And the shirt is three times. So here you go, two entered with him. What should catch you, and for those of you who are with us in the year of knowledge, when I teach tafsir, I put the verse. And I ask the student to highlight the most important words in the verse. That is delivering the message. Alhamdulillah, they are getting much, much better. When you come to the second year, you will see this. So, وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ. Here, two boys or two young men entered with him jail. Okay, fine. Now the vision. قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا. One of them says, إِنِّي أَرَى أَنِّي أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا. I see that I am actually using the grape, making of it is a like an alcohol, but it's not an alcohol. It's basically a drink. And the other one, أَحْمَلُ فَوْقَ رَأْسِي خُبْزًا تَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْ. And I see the other one, I see carrying on top of me, like a basket, has bread, and the birds are eating. The issue is not this. Why did they ask him? Nobody else in the jail? Why? إِنَّا نَرَاكَ لَمِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Tell us, what does it mean? We see you're a good man. If you read the commentary, they say that was his reputation in the jail. That he is a man of character, truthfulness, and he's a man of Allah. Because those, again, if you read the commentary, they say those didn't enter with him. He was there for a while in the jail, and they entered afterward. Because at the end, he was telling the one, mention my name with the king, meaning he has been in jail for a while. How people, when your name, and I say this to myself all the time, when your name is mentioned, every one of you, young, what people say next to your name, character-wise? I'm not saying your name, last name, the mother of, she is a physician, she is a lawyer, she is what? What character they describe you? What, everybody, don't answer me. You answer yourself, because that's what Allah knows you, or know me. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Why him? And again, when you see the commentary, they say they saw him as an amazing character throughout the time in the jail. It's not like they entered right away, and right away they asked him. They stayed with him, right? Now, the most important thing is not the interpretation of the dream. Is how did he respond? يعني, every time I read this, he didn't give them the interpretation of the dream. It's after 4 or 5 verses. First of all, he is telling them, he wants them to believe him even more. So he made a point. قَالَ لَا يَأْتِكُمَا طَعَامٌ تُرْزَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمَا. Any news you have, dream you have seen, you want something, I know what you want. But then he didn't brag about himself. ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. My Allah taught me. How many of us, when we know something, we say Allah taught us? No. My mom taught me. I studied. I read the book. I'm good in this. Right? We need to change this. It's all from Allah. ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. Now look at the next one. Why Allah taught him? They say, and when you read Wallahi the commentary, they say every word he said, of course Allah is teaching you and me. It serves a purpose. It serves a purpose, till when he gave them the interpretation of the dream, they believed. Because he said, ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عَلَمَنِي رَبِّي. Why? إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. The reason Allah taught me, because I believed in him. And I obeyed him, and I stayed away from those kuffar that they don't believe the hereafter. You want Allah to teach you? You want Allah to protect you? You want Allah, when I and you go through really tough situations, he's there for me? I need to obey him. That's the first lesson you hear from here. إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ. He was the only believer in the whole jail, they say. So you're not the only one in school, or you're not the only one at work, or in the grocery shop, or on the street. He was the only, and he's a young man. And then he is very proud of it. We have to find million excuses, and we are so scared to say. Immediately he says, إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ. I stayed away from people who don't believe in Allah, and I followed my people. And he mentioned the name Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub. But then he didn't say, I come from a very honorable family. You know who's my grandfather? You know how we brag? And if he bragged, if anybody had any brag, was him. Yani, if my grandfather is a Sayyidina Ayyub, right? Ibrahim, right? But what did he say? ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. The fact you are in this class, the fact I'm here teaching you, the fact Allah chose us, it's not because you and me. Fadlullah. That's the grace of Allah. That's what he said. And he said, this is the grace of Allah upon me, my family, and on many people. But then he put, again, a subtle message. أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Majority of people are ungrateful. Are we? Are we ungrateful or grateful? We are grateful? لا حبيبتي, I would love to say yes. It's not my word. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُورُ. Allah said it. Very few of my servants are grateful. Grateful is not alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah is the tip of the ice to the outside. Three levels of shukr. You know the ni'mah number one. The ni'mah, the food. The food that we are having, we're still complaining about the food. And we see it in front of our eyes, the people of Gaza, when they were literally from the stagnant rainwater. You all have, I'm sure you all have seen this, right? The man was putting it in a bucket and drinking, right? And if it is us, I was like, oh, who drank from this bottle? And we leave that two-thirds, and we are grateful, and on and on and on. So he is reminding them in every step, who is he? And who they should be. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Then he said something very nice. He said, يَا صَاحِبَي السِّجْنِ. You probably, some of you know this. It's very unique for the story of Sayyidina Yusuf. Scholars said, he called them as friends. We don't know how long he knew them. They just asked him. But he made it friendly. And you have the same problem as I have. You're in jail, I am in jail. So you're not better, I'm not better. We're all going through it. يا صاحبي السجن. Now, let me ask you this question. How many of you in this room have asked people who are around you, non-Muslim, said anything about Islam? Show me hands. About Islam. Without them asking. Maybe 50%. He's immediately, يا صاحبي السجن, immediately. Up till now, there is no dream. Humma, they asked him about the dream, right? No dream, who I am, why I'm grateful, I come from this family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have taught us. And then he said, my friends, and he threw a question. The best way of teaching is when you ask. The best way, there is room here, come on in. Yeah, can you, some of you move to the front here? So may Allah reward you. We need more chairs next time, inshallah. يا صاحبي السجن, he asked them a question. And this is very common concept in the Quran. You all need to know. They call it rhetoric questions, where there is a question with no answer. Allah asks a question and there is no answer. أَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَارِ. Is too many people good? Too many dispersed groups better? Or only one? And what he said, أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَارِ. He described Allah as Allah, the one, the qahar, the capable of doing anything he wants. Which one is better? He asked them, right? No answer. Pay attention, read it. If you have the verses in front of you, we don't have it today, subhanAllah. He asked them a question, there is no answer, because the answer is, I want to hear it. No, the answer is clear. You always learn this in the Quran. When there is a question in the Quran, no answer, meaning I better know it. The one of the most famous questions is, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ. Isn't Allah enough for the servant? Yes or no? Where is the answer? No, it's not in the Quran. It's in Surah Az-Zumar, but there's no answer. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِاللَّهِ. Isn't Allah enough? And they make you afraid of other people. Where is the answer? So anytime there is a question in the Quran and there is no answer, I say to myself, you better know it, young lady. Because Allah is making it very clear. أَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ. Let's apply it on us. We all believe in Allah one. Alhamdulillah. مِن فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا. Do we really believe? Do we have small gods? The big one, G-O-D, the capital G, alhamdulillah, we all have it. Do we have small ones? أَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ? Yes or no?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, this is a good crowd today. Right? Yes or no? Yes. Some of you are looking at me like, what is she saying? Yes. Right? You know how I know I have small G's? I call them, actually one of my teachers taught me this. When the decision is, you're about to make a decision, everyday decision. And the decision is pleasing to Allah and not pleasing to Allah. If you chose the not pleasing to Allah, that's a small g. And apply it to everything in your life. Everything in your life. As a person, as a mother, as a young lady, anything that you chose that is not pleasing to Allah, whether you justify it or you don't justify it, that other thing is a small g. And he says, is that better, small g? You worry about so many things, or Allah? Even if you are in a ship, don't you have one captain? When you're in the plane, don't you have one captain? Imagine the plane has two captains. We will be dead. It has to be one. One. So he's telling them, which one? Ma ta'buduna. Then he said frankly, what are you worshipping? What are you? Ma ta'buduna min duni Allah. What are you worshipping from Allah? Allah did not say that. Allah did not order me to do that. What did he make them do? I think. This is how you spread Islam. You don't spread Islam by giving lectures to people. They will not. Especially the younger generation. You have to make them think. Just throw questions. And you say, go and think about it. And come back. You all were in the, most of you were in the women conference. Right? What is the one thing you get out? All of us struck us hard when the new Muslims spoke. It made me cry when she said that. I was like, Subhanalladhi hadaki. And we see this every single day. When she said, they were talking to me about God, I went out and I saw the tree. And I said, he's there. This is actually an aqidah. It's amazing. I'm sure she said it. She hasn't studied yet aqidah. But this is how you know Allah. You look around you and you look at his creation, then you say, that's it. So he delivered all this message. Now he says, أَمَّا أَحَدُكُمْ يَا صَاحِبَيْ. Again, my friends of the jail, not of the coffee, not in the, honestly, it's not in like in the, let's go and have fun, or we are all in the same class. يَا صَاحِبَيْ, you say, إِمَّا أَحَدُكُمْ. Look at this one. I'm going to translate and tell you the subtle adab of Sayyidina Yusuf. He said, إِمَّا أَحَدُكُمَا, one of you, فَيَسْقِي رَبَّهُ خَمْرًا. He's going to serve the king drink. Crucified. تَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْ رَأْسِهِ. He's going to... Birds will eat from his head. قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْتِيَانِ. That's it. I explained to you. Scholar says, look at his adab. He knew which one will be dead and which one will be released and will serve the king, but he didn't tell them. He said, one of you. He knew which is which, but he said, one of you. One of you will do this and the other one will do that. Then he asked the one he knows which one. Afterward, he said, when you go, وَقَالَ الَّذِي نَجَى مِنْهُمَا اذْكُرْنِي عِنْدَ رَبَّكَ. Mention my name, I'm still in jail with the king. فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّي فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. The man didn't remember. Sayyidina Yusuf stayed years in the jail. Why did he stay in the jail longer? Does anyone know? If you've read the tafsir, you will know the answer. He didn't ask Allah. That's what he says. If you read the commentary, they say he asked a human being. But whether while in the before, he said, Ya Allah, sijnu, jail is more beloved to me than what they want. He entered in jail. They said, even Sayyidina Yusuf. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, look at the relations. Of course, when you are the level of Sayyidina Yusuf, you should ask Allah, right? But Allah wanted him to stay in the jail. Why? And that's why he made him not ask. Why? Everything has a hikmah. We have said this so many times. Everything has wisdom. Why did he want him to stay longer in the jail? Yes, Hafsa. I love Hadil Bint. Yes, yeah, Hafsa.
Because he was waiting for the perfect moment to get him out.
Exactly. Learn from them. Was waiting for the perfect moment. What was the perfect moment? You all know the story. Come on. The dream of the king. Because the dream of the king not only showed his innocence, get out of the jail, but the most important thing is his status now. فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سَنِينَ. The man forgot he stayed. بِضْعَ سَنِينَ, you know how many years? 7 to 9. 7 to 9 years. Right? 7 to 9 years. We think it's forever. Right? If I'm going to tell you, you're not going to graduate in December, you'll graduate in June. End of the world. Right? Or if somebody's getting married in May and then they delay their marriage for whatever the reason, something happened, COVID, whatever, inshallah, no more. And then another 6 months. He stayed 7 to 9 years. بضع سنين. Now Allah sent a reason. This is why I always say to myself, there's a reason for everything happens in our life. I just have to know the reason. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show me, why did this, did she know that? Why did he or she, why they, whatever it is, why? I'm not judging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm asking him to show me. And then the third dream. And now the king. You all know. Seven cows, seven green vegetations, seven dry vegetations. طيب. What did they say? قال الملك إني أرى سبع بقرات سمان يأكلن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخرى يابسات. يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في رؤياي إن كنتم لرؤيا تعبرون. He came and says, I saw a dream. How do you know it's a dream? How do you know this is a vision versus this is a dream? Dream meaning whatever. How do you know? The time you see before that, who had one of them, but number one, who are you? And don't tell me you disobey morning to evening and you're going to see a dream. It's usually come to the righteous people. Yes, usually الناس الصالحة. It's usually the righteous people. Number two is usually the time. Yani, if you're going to see a dream before Fajr and you see it, that's a ru'ya, that's a vision. And you remember it vividly. After years, you remember it as if you saw it yesterday or today. That's the vision. And رؤية الأنبياء تحدث. When the prophets see visions, that's it. And they say, no more prophets, but one part of prophethood is when the righteous person see dreams. Vision. So Sayyidina Yusuf, absolutely, in the beginning, it came at the end, absolutely. So the man, the king, say, this is what I saw. Seven really well-fed cows being eaten by seven, being eaten the other way around. They are big cows being eaten by thin, seven thin cows. What is that? And seven sumbulatin khudr, and seven really big green vegetations being eaten by seven dries. Right? What is that? He said, "Ya ayyuhal mala'u aftuni fi amri." In kuntum lirru'ya ta'burun. If you know the interpretation, tell me the meaning. Of course, as we all answer right away, what? You probably had too much food before you went to bed, right? Or you start giving explanations. Ma'azallah biha min sultan. There is no you don't even know anything about the dreams. Please don't say anything. Honestly, and when you ask someone to interpret the dream, that person has to be very righteous. You can't ask somebody who yani, barely pray, and okay, you know, tell me what I saw. And if it's a bad dream, this is not ru'ya, and don't talk about it. But if it's a good dream or a dream that doesn't look bad, and apply all this, then you may want to, but ask people who really know it. Subhanallah. So Allah brought the dream. That man who was with Sayyidina Yusuf in the jail, he said, أنا أنبئكم بتأويلي فأرسلون. I am going to tell you. Go and get Yusuf. Now look at how Allah called him here. Yusuf, أيها الصديق أفتنا. Yusuf, the truthful. How many of you can say it? People will tell me that she is truthful. Don't worry. She never lies. Remember, Ya Hafsa, when I asked you in the class? You all remember, we really, as Muslims, young and old, I really can't believe, why do we lie as Muslims? Why? Yani, unless someone put a gun in my head, that's a different story. Or somebody is going to kill someone, na'am. But I lie for what? I am late. Say I am late. Say I left late. Say I didn't pay attention to the time. Why do you say I am coming and you're not coming? I'm in the road, there's traffic, and there is not a single traffic there. Lying. Nobody is going to call me a Saddiq. Yusuf, أيها الصديق أفتنا. Yeah, I wish somebody would call me this name. خلاص نا, if I am a Saddiq, that's it. I'm there with them. صديقين والشهداء. The truthful and the martyrs. So they called him this, and then they gave him the dream. And he, you all know the story. He interpreted the dream, right? So 7 years is going to come. They say Sayyidina Yusuf is the best planner of a country. He put for them the budget. The budget. Because if I have $1,000 in the bank and I look back and I say, you know, for the next 7 years, I'm going to get $1,000 per month. I'm going to spend as I want. He said, don't. He told them, this is for the youth. Save. Save money. That's what he said. تَزْرَعُونَ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ دَأَبَى. You're going to work for 7 years and you're going to really plant for 7 years. And دَأَبَى means you're going to work very hard and you're going to get a lot. فَمَا حَصَدْتُمْ مِنْهُ فَذَرُوهُ فِي سُنْبُلِهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ. What is going to come out, don't waste it. And don't spend it. Keep it. Except what you need to eat. And then it's going to come seven. That is going to be very hard. And whatever you have saved is going to be enough for that. But there was an extra. You know the extra? You haven't read Surah Yusuf, all of you? So why are you looking at me? Huh? Uh-huh. Where is this other year came from? And he said, then there's going to come another year. فِيهِ يُغَاثُ النَّاسُ وَفِيهِ يَعْصُرُونَ. Then it's going to come a year where there's going to be a lot of rain and it's going to be a lot of vegetation. You're going to start making a lot of juices. Where did this come from? The king didn't say that. The king said, I saw seven, eating seven, right? What is this addition? Where? What's your dream? That's one of the signs of him being prophethood. He predicted what's going to come. But how many of you have asked yourself this question when you're reading Surah Yusuf? Alhamdulillah. Now you're going to ask yourself. Right? Now he comes. This is what you need. When you defend yourself, you need to be in a position of strength, power. Now he interpreted the dream. And then now he gave them another. And now he impressed the king. So what did the king says? قال الملك أتوني به. Bring him, I want him. But the king didn't come. He sent him somebody. Now Sayyidina Yusuf has two choices. Stay in the jail and make sure everybody knows you're innocent. Or you're not. Come on, the king is calling you, leave. What did he decide?
He wants his innocence.
قال اذهب إلى النسوة. Go back and ask the woman of the town. So you come to the masjid, ask all the musallim, did I lie? Think of it this way, so you can feel it. Did I lie? اذهب إلى النسوة فاسأل النسوة ما بال النسوة التي قطعنا أيديهم. Go and ask all these women who cut their hands. Cutting their hands. Why? What did I do? Now what happened? Allah, just be patient. Years. This is years in jail. And he didn't do a thing, but be patient. And Allah sent his innocence. And who said it? The woman who accused him. So never say, no, I'm going to go and take my right in my hand. Leave it. Connect with the one. Have this open connecting channel. Consistent connecting channel, not only in Ramadan or when I need him. It's always there. Always there. Turn to him and says, you know you, I am innocent. And in my lowest point, I am calling people to him. I'm not thinking about myself. He will turn things around and will bring it to you. قالت الآن حصحص الحق. Imagine she declared. How many women will do that publicly? الآن حصحص الحق. And even the word, it's beautiful for those of you who teach tajweed. Has hasa. It's two letters, two shaddas, because it is something that you need to everybody to know. Now truth had prevailed. Not him. Not the one who was accused. The one who plotted. How many of us will stand up and says, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Billah alaykum, show me hands. Or you're going to say, well, you misunderstood me. I didn't say it. The word was not exactly. And you're going to find all the excuses of the word, true or false.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. She stood up and says, Al-an al-has-has al-haq. أنا راودته عن نفسه. I fell in love with him. يا الله, she was strong. والله, she was very strong. You say it in public. I loved him and I wanted him. سبحان الله. أنا راودته عن نفسه. And then she even made more confession. What did she say? الآن راودتها عن نفسه. وإنه لمن الصادقين. He's saying the truth. The next one I really loved. ذلك ليعلم أني لم أخنه بالغيب. I love this one. This one they say it's either she said it or Sayyidina Yusuf said it. There's a difference opinion about who said this. The verse says ذلك ليعلم. If I translate word to word, so that he knows. Who's he? لم أخنه بالغيب. I did not betray him without him seeing. وإن الله لا يهدي كيد الخائنين. They say, if he is Allah, that's Sayyidina Yusuf. If he is the king, that's she. That's from the eloquency of the Quran. Because both works. Now the most important, the finale of this part. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. I do not. And they say it's most probably Sayyidina Yusuf said it. مَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. I am not going to defend myself. Or I'm not going to say I'm innocent. Subhanallah. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. How many of us will say, I didn't do it, but it could be. I'm not going to say I'm perfect. I'm not going to say I am not doing this. How many of us? Why do we get upset when somebody does not praise us? Right? Why do you get sad or upset or you respond? It depends. Whether it is your family, whether it's a friend, whether somebody writes something online. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. And why? Because he's being very honest. صديق. He said, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. Nafs usually will order me to do evil. Nafs usually push us to do not the right thing. But then he said, إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Just give us hope. Allah will forgive. What did you learn? This is the finale of the jail. Because now he's out. Now, the king says, bring him to me. أستخلصه لنفسي. He is going to be with me now. So you're going to be, I mean, who's like, but just to make you feel it. Like, so now you get a phone call from the White House. And the White House says, you're going to be my private assistant. Versus before, let him go. Then we will get him to work in the government. No, he didn't want that. He wanted people to know he was innocent. And he was patient. Was very patient. I think nobody, only Sayyidina Ayyub is more patient than Sayyidina Yusuf. Sayyidina Yusuf was patient, persevering, focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The issue is not himself. The issue is Allah and the deen, always. And in spite of all this, he should have lived very easy life. Allah, from one test to the other. One test to the other. It's not done, by the way. There's another test. So the king says, that's it, bring him. فَلَمَّا كَلَّمَهُ. Now he's face to face with the king. Now you are in a position of strength. Now he asked, and a lot of people will say, why did he ask that? قَالَ جَعَلْنِي عَلَى خَزَائِنِ الْأَرْضِ إِنِّي حَفِيظٌ عَلِيمٌ. Give me a position. And he made him like the minister of finance. He said, I make me responsible for all the treasures of the earth. I am all hafiz. I will take care of it. And I am well equipped. And I am one well qualified. What do you get out of this? And some people will say, wow, he praised himself here. Huh? You said he's very humble. Yes or no? You're all thinking as if you've never read Surah Yusuf. Huh? He is trusting himself. That's not a prophet answer. Huh? So why did he say it? Why did he praise himself? Which means, when do I praise myself? When I apply for a job, of course, everybody praises themselves. Allah did not create anybody but them, right? Because you want the job. But he proved he was qualified because he interpreted the dream in a way to save them, and they applied his advice. And it says, if you're really qualified, not you think, because we all think we are qualified, right? I'm the best cook. I'm very good in math. I'm the smartest student in the class, right? You're all laughing because it's true. Now, if Allah really showed you this, then he will make you say it. Inni hafizun alim. And what did he do? What did he do afterward? Subhanallah. And the test comes in, of course, afterward. We're going to stop here because I'll give some time. Alhamdulillah, we're not in a rush and we can do whatever we want. No. But I'm going to give you some time for question answers, and then we, inshallah, will pray at 8 o'clock. We'll pray here. If you didn't pray, Aisha, or even if you prayed, you can join us. Any question? I'm going to stop here because the next one is another test. Another test, most of us will fail in it. I think the jail, maybe we would have passed. The well, probably we're going to make a lot of dua, and what option? We stay in the well till Allah send us. The next one is the hardest one. And to me, the next one is the hardest one. Is when you see the people who destroyed your life for 40 years in front of your eyes, and you have all the power of the world to do whatever you want to do. Hada, this is Siddiq. This, exactly, look at you, all of you. Yeah, this is Siddiq. This will cover it, inshallah. Not next week, the week after. Any question or comment? The youth. The youth usually ask a lot of questions on Thursday. On Tuesdays, they are, mashallah, very quiet. Any question, any comment, anything that is not, yes, please.
So the part where Sayyidina Yusuf asked the man who was with him in the dream.
So the time when Sayyidina Yusuf, I'm going to repeat for the online and for the people on this side, when he asked the man with him in the jail, they say, of course, this is all the commentaries,
yeah,
right?
But isn't this like, we can consider this like,
oh yeah, that's a very good question. Shouldn't we say, well, we are supposed to take the means? So he asked, true, but before you take the mean, what do you do? You're going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi, make her or him listen to what I am saying, or let them do what I am asking them. Then you are connected. Then these are means. So now this is for you and me. For him, as a prophet, of course, he's a much higher level. But anytime, for example, you needed something and you're texting somebody or you're calling someone, right? You're supposed to. أخذ بالأسباب. أعقلها وتوكل. That's a commonest hadith that all of you know. Tie the camel and rely on Allah. الأخذ بالأسباب سنة والتوكل على الله wajib. You take the means, is that how the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam did it? But the result of it, you rely on Allah only, that's the obligation. So for me, when I, let's say I'm calling somebody, okay, my car is not working in the middle of the night. I picked up the phone, I'm calling, I need the help. But before I pick it up, it's like, Ya Allah, make it easy. Ya Allah, make me call the right person. Ya Allah, protect me till that person comes, or AAA, or whichever you are calling. The connection directly is with Allah, and you're asking Him to facilitate. And then when things happen, let's say you respond, Allah, you say, Ya Allah, let them answer the phone, and they answer the phone. The first thing comes off your mouth is what? Exactly. Not, great, you answer the phone. Did you see the point? Then you're not connected. That's the whole idea, is that you're always connected with Allah, but you live your life, of course. And if the computer doesn't work, of course I'm going to go and call somebody who knows IT. But I'm going to say, Ya Allah, please make sure they can do it. I'm calling the right person. Make the phone works. And even if it didn't happen, nobody answered, it didn't get fixed, what do I say? قدر الله ما شاء فعل. Allah decreed, and whatever Allah decreed will happen. Did you see the point? You're always connected with Allah, and the more you are connected with Allah, the more you are in peace. Peace. That's why you see the people who are really at attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the middle of the toughest moment, they're still attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He makes them speak the right thing, do the right thing. So always ask Allah, وَأَهْدِنِي لِأَحْسَنِ الْأَخْلَاقِ. It's one of the dua for Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Guide me, show me to the best manners. Nobody guide me to the best manner but you. What are you telling Allah? Teach me, show me. Any other question? Yes, please. It's قَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ فِي سَبَأ. It's not in Yusuf. Yeah, it's free. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اعملوا على داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the people of Dawood, show me in action that you are grateful. اعملوا, not by tongue, by your actions. And then He commented, وقليل من عبادي الشكور. Very few of my servants are always شكور. It's one of the names of Allah. But it's always, it came in a form in the Arabic language. It means consistency. Not today, alhamdulillah, I have this, and okay, I'm very grateful. Or tomorrow, whatever, I'm not grateful. Well, qaleel, very few. And that Sayyidina Umar used to say, Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel. Ya Allah, make me among the few. Ya Rabbi, ameen, all of us. Okay, anything else? Alhamdulillah, Rabbi laka alhamd. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. So let's go. If I...